This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Dr. Ryan Quarles says he's hoping there will not be significant increases in the price of items at grocery stores across the state. Quarles says he can't guarantee some short-term price hikes in some individual items.
Now, there might be some items that may be a little more difficult to find. Again, this is somewhat of a short-term shockwave. But the good thing about American agriculture is that we have resiliency that other countries, just to be blunt, are envious of, that we have plenty of food. We're a net exporter. We export over $140 billion of raw agricultural goods each year.
Quarles hopes there will be some regulatory control over the price between the open market and the consumer.
We're hoping that the USDA keeps a watchful eye on the price of, say, meat coming out of the packers versus what farmers are getting to livestock yards right now. We know that there's some disparity out there. It really is heartbreaking to see areas where milk may have to be dumped or other livestock have to be depopulated, not making it to the processing facilities when there's such great need right now.
He added agriculture has worked hard to make sure there's no disruption in the food supply.
I do applaud Kentucky agriculture for being so aggressive during this time of need, with reinventing itself all the way down to our grocery store workers who are somewhat heroes right now, going in and making sure our shelves are stacked every single day.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Get ready for some great deals on Case IH equipment at H&R AgriPower with five locations across Kentucky. During the Case IH sales event, you'll find new Farmall, Vestro, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. Offers like this won't last long, so contact us now for the best selection and call H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Mayfield, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Russellville, Kentucky.